Well, today I wanted to do a video of just some of the very basic cuts that a beginning wood carver would do. I noticed looking at a lot of the videos that are on YouTube and some other places, a lot of carving starts with an assumption that you know what you're doing. So I thought it'd be really good to start with some basics. Now, I recommend that you always use some sort of a carving glove for the knife, the non-knife hand, and it's good to have some thumb protection for the blade with the knife. But for today, I'm going to go without those just to demonstrate. And I'm going to use this knife here, which is a 1 3/4 inch knife. And what I wanted to do was show you some of the basic cuts. There are really 4 basic cuts. And they are as follows. There's a push cut. Okay? So what you're doing in the push cut is you're holding the blade firmly, and the thumb of your other hand that doesn't have the knife is actually holding the work. In this case, I'm gripping my piece of wood here, and my thumb is on the back of my other one, or it could even be on the blade of the knife, but usually it's here, and it's actually providing the power. And the knife holding hand, in this case I'm a righty, so I'm going to refer to it as the right hand, is guiding it. It's steering, and this is the power behind it. Okay, now what's great about this is I can just push it a very short distance. So if I want to just make a shortcut like this, I can absolutely control it. Okay, a lot of carvers, when they first get a piece of wood, particularly kids, is they start going like this. They try to power off, you know, they just want to see chips fly. Never good. At any stage of carving, this type of thing is almost never good unless, you know, you're really just trying to make a point on something, on a big stick or whatever, but it's almost never going to be a quality cut, and it's never safe. So this way, I can stop wherever I want, and if I want to cut near the end of the wood, I want little chips like this. I don't want it to go flying off and have chips flying all over the place. So I want to control it. Okay? So I can do that with the power of this and sort of, you know, when you try to go into a room slowly and you're pushing the door and pulling it at the same time, that's sort of what's happening here. So that's called a push stroke. Okay? The next is kind of, it's not really the opposite, but it is in a way. It's called a paring stroke, and that's when you flip the knife around, so it's now facing you, and you're going to use the thumb on the same hand, and you're going to use this motion. So I'm holding the work with my opposite hand, and I'm squeezing with this part of my hand right here. I'm doing this motion. Again, look at that. Look at the travel of the blade. It's hardly anything. Now, again, you don't want to be pulling it toward you like this. You want to be just giving a little pull. Now, this is where having protection on your thumb, okay? You can either buy a thumb guard, or you can get carver's tape that you wrap around your thumb. And you'll see on most videos, you'll see my videos, and you'll see most carvers using these. So the reason I have it on the thumb is when you're pulling here, and if you're at the end of a piece and you want to really, you know, kind of control it, your thumb actually stops the blade. Well, of course, you know, the knife is sharper. Sharp steel, piece of meat, sharp steel wins every time, okay? That's what I tell the kids. So, anyway, so again, very controlled. I can stop it wherever I want. Very important, okay? So that's called a paring cut, and you think of paring an apple or... The next cut is called a stop cut. And basically, a stop cut is when you cut directly into the wood like that. You chop right into the fibers of the wood, straight down, with the intention of that you're going to cut into it with either a push or a paring cut and stop where you made that first cut. So what you want to do is sever the fibers of the wood, and then you're going to carve into it and stop at that. And then if you want to deepen that, then you can go again on that same spot, and then just keep going deeper and deeper. Okay, so you never want to try to make a huge cut of any kind just in one shot. You always want to work your way into it. So now I'm using a combination of my push cut, which is right there, and my stop cut. Okay, so that is very useful. So you can almost see perhaps an eyebrow forming here, or a nose, or both. Okay, so this is how you make things, by combining these basic cuts. And the next one is called a V cut, which is an angled stop cut, okay, in a way, and then you're coming back in the other direction. And what you're doing is you're flipping your knife back and forth from this position to this position, and you're able to keep a very controlled angle, and at the same time you're pushing the blade in. Okay, you're never forcing it in with this with a knife bearing hand. You're controlling your angle with that hand, and with your other with your thumb or your other hand, I'm gripping the piece of wood and I'm pressing in with my thumb. And then when I want to come back the other way, I am kind of bearing down a little bit with this hand, but I'm not using my whole arm. I'm just kind of using a little bit of this, and notice how I have this thumb here as just kind of a pivot so I can control it, and I'm actually just pressing down using my wrist and my forearm, but I'm controlling it the sort of the direction and the distance of the cut. So notice I'm flipping the blade back and forth and meeting in the middle here. And you know, a lot of uses for that cut as well. So now what we want to do is make a little project using these basic cuts, okay? And we can remind you of the cuts. So you can do this with almost any piece of wood you find laying around, but if you can get a hold of some basswood or some poplar or some wood that has a fairly straight, fine grain and it's fairly soft, so you won't be too frustrated right in the beginning. And this is really just absolute beginner carving. So it doesn't matter how big of a piece. I'll tell you what I have here, though. This is about 5/8, 7/8, 6.5 inches. Okay, so just a little piece. Just happened to be something I had left over. It could be anything. This piece I did was 3/4 by 3/4. So that's actually a good piece and pretty easy to find just about anywhere. Okay, so the first thing you want to do for any project, and it's great fun to just start out with a piece and just carve away, whittle away, and try the different strokes. And I recommend you do that, that you get a piece of wood and just practice the paring cut and the push cut until you just get the feel of it. What I'm going to do is bring this down in kind of a blade shape like that, and then somewhere around here maybe I'll have the blade will end, and then maybe I'll make this kind of a rounded handle here. Let's see, draw a little bit better. Make a little, maybe a ball shape here. Why don't we do that? Why don't we do two kind of little balls on the end? Okay, something like that. Doesn't have to be really, really too accurate because it's a sketch. Now what I want to do is where these two meet, I'm going to kind of transfer that around. You could go, you know, and use a square if you wanted to. That's probably the best way to go so that you really have it accurate. Okay, so now what I want to do is remove all this in here. Okay, so let's talk about those cuts again. Okay, when I get into for the end here and the shaping of this, I'm going to want to do my push cut and my paring cut. And then since it's a kind of a blade, I want to establish this center of the stick too, so I know where I'm going to meet in the middle here. Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do is remove this little bit on the end here, so I know where my thing is. So I'm going to use the push cut right now, and what I'm doing is I'm taking off the end of this until I get myself down to a point. Okay, then I can just keep working my way back here. Now what's really important that I want you to notice is that my cuts are controlled, especially at the end here. I don't have anyone sitting near me that I can hurt. I'm not really carving toward my body or any part of my hand or any part of my arm or my body, my stomach, or any of that. I'm staying away from all that. Okay? And then I'm also, what's really, really important is I'm not trying to rush. I'm not, you know, hurrying. I'm not trying to get this done in 5 minutes. Okay? Now, let's talk about wood grain for a minute. Generally, when they cut the wood, this is pretty straight in this piece, but sometimes they go off like this on the wood. Okay? And if you think of the, I'm going to make these a little darker. Let's say if I had the grain kind of going like this, okay? Well, you want to carve in that direction on the wood. Same thing, it's usually going to be the opposite way on the other side. So 9 times out of 10, when you're carving, if it's good this way, the other way you're going to have to go this way. If you notice that when you're carving, if the chips come off and they fly off the piece and they come off where you intend them to, or where you expect them to even, that's good. That means you're carving in the right direction. And if you have a really sharp knife, you'll get a little bit of a faceting, kind of a shininess on there, if you, I don't know if you can see it. That means you're going the right way. Now, let's take this other piece here. If you notice the piece starts to break off, not where you're intending for it to cut, and the knife starts to grab and pull itself in a little bit, that means you're going the wrong way. That means the grain is very strong and it's trying to pull the blade into that direction. So when that happens, then you just got to go the other way. And by go the other way, I mean flip the stick the other way or change your knife direction, one or the other. You can do both. And so if you're doing a push cut and you notice your blade starts to grab a little bit, you just flip it and do the paring cut. Okay, so now I kind of made a little point on here. Okay, so that's just sort of getting rid of some of that wood. Now I probably have a lot here to take off if I want to make this into a real letter opener. I want it to be fairly thin. But for today, I'm just going to show you how to kind of taper it. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to have a center line on all sides here. Probably should use a ruler, but you see what I mean. You can do it with a ruler, but you want to center here, so that you know when you're removing wood where you want to stop. But before I do anything, I want to get this corner established here so I don't accidentally take off more than I want. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do my stop cuts, or my V cuts. I'll actually do a series of V cuts. So here's a V, and I'm trying to aim for that cross line that I drew before. So I have this line here. I want to aim for that in this manner so that I get a V. Okay? And I'm going to do that on all four corners. And the important thing here is to never, never, never try to twist it or pry it out. These blades are very thin. They're sharp, but they're thin. And they're hard metal, which means they can break. They won't bend on you. And then also you'll chip the wood in a way that's not gonna be good for your project. Okay? So you always wanna, if the wood doesn't pop out, you know, if I didn't go deep enough, go in again and make sure it comes out. Okay? So now what I'm trying to do is establish this separation between my blade and these little balls I'm gonna create here. Okay? So you can see that I keep checking to make sure that I'm going in. And I also want it to taper in this way into the ball. Okay? So I'm going to go in all four sides on this. All right? And I'm coming in. And you can start small and go deeper and deeper. Okay? And work your way into that shape that you want. Now, a good idea, if you're going to cut a ball, is to put a center on it. Right? Draw a center line that goes all the way through. Okay, if I continue a line around this way, and then I also have a center line that comes all the way down the center of my piece. One way to think of this is a clock, okay? 12 o'clock, let's take this circle here. 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Okay, so we're always cutting toward 12 and 6. Okay, with the grain going this way, we're going to come from 3 up to 12, from 3 down to 6, from 9 to 6, and from 9 to 12. Now, when we do from 3 or 9 toward 12, we're going with a push cut. When we go from 3 or 9, the center line this way down, we're going to use the paring cut. Okay, so if you lose your lines, you just put them back in there so that you can see where you're going. So now let's look at this part. We have the same thing going on here. I've already carved some away, so I want to redraw that line. Okay, because that's still an important line. So to do the blade, again, I don't want to start here at the top and try to take all this off, because material is going to chip off and flake off in a way that I don't want it to. So I'm going to start farther down here. I'm using my push stroke. This thumb is the power. And I'm going a little at a time, moving from this corner down to these lines. Okay, and I'm going to come close to the line. I'm not going to finish down to the line. Okay, and then I can do it over here too, as long as I don't have any problem with the grain trying to pull it off too fast. So what I like to do is start, you know, toward the end of it and then come back. Okay, now as I take off more and more material, you can see why having those lines is important. Now I also want to make it tapering to the point, so some of this is going to have to come off in a curve this way too. So you can see how this is going. Then I can come back here and again work my way back. See that's starting to chip there? That's not good. So that means I have to go in this direction. So now that I have this little shoulder carved off here, I can come back a little at a time and see how I stop and push, I stop and push. I'm controlling how much and how fast. Okay, and I don't want to go right to that point yet. I'm going to leave a little bit there. Now I'm going to bring this down to meet it. Now once I've brought myself up to a point here, then it's much easier to thin this whole thing down. If I had it in one big fat piece, it would be a lot to try to take that down. But I can thin it the way I want. I look at it, I keep looking at it. Am I taking the right amount, you know, the same amount off both sides at the same time? You know? So obviously I want to leave a certain thickness in the middle here and then taper it down, but not this full fat piece. But it's a great project, and the knife is a great way to understand how to cut with the grain, how to use the paring cut, the push cut again, the stop cut, right, the V cut. All these cuts are in this project, so it's a great little project. So I'll show it to you at the end when it's finished. But that's it for instructions. So I hope you get some wood and start carving and try this little project. Get yourself some sort of a knife, a good quality knife. Also, if you buy a good knife from a good company, a lot of times they come really sharp already. And that teaches you what it should be. So then when it's less than that, you'll know you got to strop it or whatever you have to do to bring it back up. Okay, so thanks for listening, and I'll have another project for you soon.